This Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. I'm joined in studio again by Kate Lochte and also by Michael Ramage, the Associate Director of Murray State Center for Telecommunications Management. Michael, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Let me preface our discussion by saying that the Murray State Center for Telecommunications Systems Management is our university's program of distinction, recognized as such by the Commonwealth and the only program on our campus so designated. So it's a pretty big deal, and what we're going to be talking about is, I'm going to just lay it on the line, techno geeks. This is a techno geek alert. If you are interested in today's technology, this is an event coming up next Wednesday, October 9th, at Murray State's Kura Center. Michael, you've been right in the middle of organizing this for the techno geek listening. What would you say are the primo sessions to try to stop in and listen to?
Well, when we were putting this together, we asked a lot of folks, what do you want to hear about? What topics are pressing? How do you want to, what do you need to know about? And the two things that keep coming up more than anything else, one was cybersecurity. And, you know, what's going on with cybersecurity? What do we need to know about cybersecurity? Are we secure? There is, you know, from a provider standpoint, we can do more. From a business standpoint, we need to do more. So that was one that both providers as well as regulators that are looking at the cybersecurity situations going on across Kentucky and other states wanted to hear about.
And you all organized this before the whole TSA thing blew up.
We did. It was before any leaks have happened and anything had gone on.
You were prescient.
And it's important. It's been important. And with what's happened, it's just going to become more important. And we need to know how to protect ourselves, and providers need to know how to help protect their consumers as well.
And I apologize for saying techno geek. This is all about communications.
It is about communications, but it's techno geek as well, and that's okay. And there's
Thanks.
A lot that's going on in the technology in communications, telecommunications world. It's changing rapidly, and the point of this event is to help folks understand what's changing and what they need to know about in order to survive these changes.
We're talking about an event that's open to the public, but it is really geared to professionals in the field and to academics. That does not exclude everybody in the community being interested, but tell us about the other things that you would particularly want somebody to be aware of.
Our keynote speaker, we're very excited about having him, and it's the chief economist for the FCC. There are so many things that are going on at the FCC that impacts both our state, our providers, and us as individuals that we just get a little glimpse into what's going on. And Dr. Steve Wildman is going to be with us to share a little bit about what's going on at the FCC and what we can be in store for in the coming years.
This is a big deal.
It is a very big deal, and we're very excited to have Dr. Wildman on campus next week.
When is he going to speak on Wednesday?
He is our luncheon speaker, we're going to have lunch at noon, and then he'll probably go on about 12:30 or 12:45 in the Kura Center Theater.
So how does somebody get to that lunch to hear him?
Well, if you want to attend, all you have to do is register. And it's free registration. TSMSummit.com is the website. Feel free to go on and register. If you're unable to be on campus or in the Curry Center that day, you're not out of luck. We're actually going to be live streaming the event, so you'll be able to watch it online if you want. And if you don't have the ability to get to the live stream on the day of the event, we are also recording them and going to have them on YouTube later as well.
Now, we were laughing beforehand, Michael and I, about both of us living in rural settings where broadband is an issue. And I assume some of your speakers will be addressing what's coming for us. Hallelujah.
Finally. Absolutely. We have a couple speakers talking about what's going on in the state of Kentucky with broadband. And one from a state perspective, from the Kentucky Office of Broadband Deployment, Outreach and Deployment, And then second, a local provider that has been expanding broadband service in North Central Telephone Co-op is the name of the company that is straddles Kentucky and Tennessee. They received a first round stimulus grant to expand service. So they're further along than most providers in going to share some of their experience. We also have a local provider, West Kentucky Telephone, that will be sharing some of their experience from the ice storm. Network resiliency is an issue that is important to networks. And if you were around and your cell phone went out or your home telephone didn't work or your power went out for days, then you remember that and how important that is. So we're going to hear from a local provider that had to fight that battle. And as they upgrade their broadband network, something that they take in their planning.
Now, you're also going to be hearing from public service commissioners.
Chairman Armstrong and the Kentucky Public Service Commission has been a great co-planner of this event. And we're going to hear from him to conclude the day, to just his perspective from the top in the state of what's going on. And we'll also have a commissioner, Larry Landis from Indiana, that will also be sharing the perspective from Indiana. Though every state has some core responsibilities in the regulatory area, everybody does it a little different. Sometimes state laws are different, sometimes organization is different. So everything's a little different, although we're all trying to get to the same goal at the end of the day. The way we go about it is different. So we'll hear both from the Kentucky and the Indiana perspectives on how regulation goes on in those states.
It's been on my mind for the last couple of years how we are all living in a moment of history that people will look back on and say, wow, they went through this sea change, almost, I think, as profound as the electric light, to me at least. And I want you to go back and talk about Dr. Wildman's topic. It's really very interesting.
His topic is... His keynote is going to touch on a number of topics, but he is part of a panel following his keynote looking at the IP transition. And what that means is that since telephones have been here, we've used what's called the public switch telephone network. And it's worked great. However, there's more efficient ways to do that now. And that's using broadband. It's using the internet. It's using these higher speed capacity lines that exist in our communities and across the country. So how do we switch from this old way of doing things to this new way of doing things while still preserving the old way and enabling the new way? It gets to be a complicated matter. On the surface, it's pretty easy. But when you start to implement it, it's everybody's connected. So, you know, one provider just can't say, hey, let's go change this without impacting a lot of others. So he is going to be discussing with a number of other folks how we go about doing that and what's the most efficient way to do it. And, oh, by the way, how do you regulate that? Because even not just technology, but the regulation has been the old way of doing things. So now we have to rethink about how we oversee and manage this new system. It's complicated.
It really is. I feel, Tracy, do you feel your brain cells pushing along there?
They're draining out my ear right now.
So what time does it start on the 9th?
Registration is from 8 to 8:30 on the 9th in the morning on the third floor of the Kerr Center, and then we will get started at 8:30 and look forward to a full day, full agenda for the day. If you want more information, tsmsummit.com, it has the agenda, it has registration information. If you only can come in for one speaker or two speakers or half the day, I encourage everyone to stop by. It's going to be a great agenda and a lot of really interesting information.
And the night before, there's a reception?
Absolutely. For all the folks that are registered for the event, we have a number of folks coming in from across the state and from other states and that will be staying the night before the event. So we wanted to have a reception, just a welcoming reception. So we'll have from 5:30 to 7 at the Pogue Library, we'll have reception for folks to mingle and get to talk to some of these great speakers and other attendees from across the states.
And Pogue Library is on 15th Street between Olive and Main. in Murray. This is an opportunity you shouldn't miss. Again, our speaker today is Michael Ramage, who is Associate Director of Murray State's Program of Distinction, the Center for Telecommunications Systems Management. And it is a multi-state telecommunications summit that we're talking about. Michael, I think it's really exciting. Thank you for visiting today.
My pleasure.